Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 30th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released June 20th, 2003.
Nazarene, last week we mentioned Hillary Clinton's book and how the kingdom of God is disgusted with it. Several people have turned against her after reading it, saying they didn't realize she was so stupid. Do you think this will happen with enough people so she won't be reelected and you can retake your throne?
We certainly hope so, Alora. But we must always remember that this is one of the foulest creatures of darkness on earth. This creature so manipulated those around her that she caused the situations that happened in the belief that they would heighten her power and put her into a position where she would become the President of the United States and wield the true power that she wanted to wield. She caused the situations that drove me from my throne. She caused my betrayal and the deaths of millions of souls in the afterlife. And for that, she will suffer eternal death. There is no question of it. Only a miracle among miracles would save her now. But we must always be wary, Alora, of this creature's cunning, of her foulness, and how she can twist things. We certainly hope that the stupidity shown in her book will turn the public against her and show them what a foul creature she is and that she is only manipulating them and using them for her purposes. But we must always be careful because this foul creature can quickly turn things around and so disturb people and lie to people and use people that she can overcome great problems and suddenly reappear is a tremendous threat. We must always remember her cunning.
She's just gross, Nazarene. I bet she thought people would be begging her to run. Give it up, lady.
She'll be the one begging, Alora.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lenin, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at https://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm.
Jesus here. Alora's typing away again, so here I go. Everybody's asking, is this comet that has appeared in the sky a symbol supporting Gerald's presidential campaign? Well, it's something, that's for sure, because it took everybody by surprise. It was totally and completely unexpected. Now, if a second comet shows up, and a third one, then we will definitely know that it is a message from God, because it will be a symbol of the triad, the sacred three. So, we're really wondering what all of this is about. For a comet to suddenly appear now at this particular time is a wondrous occurrence. And this often happens in great times of political change. We don't know why, but it does. Maybe it is a subconscious thing from God that he draws these things to draw attention to people and puts a sign in the heavens that says, you know, something special is going on right now. Look around because there's something going on that you should notice. I'm putting a sign in the sky to tell you that, you know, something important is occurring and it will change history. And maybe that's what this comet is. But if there are more of them, we will know it for sure.
We'll be back again.